Arabella Nightwind storming into your world with another episode of How the World Really Works. Today, old Blackbeard's going to teach you the art of budgeting, keeping your treasure chest full and your ship sailing smooth. Whether you be a landlubber or a salty sea dog, knowing how to manage your gold be not just smart, it be survival. But before we dive in, my love, might we set our sails for Barbuda this week? Just north of Antigua, ye know the spot. I'd love to sail into Codrington Lagoon and take the crew to Uncle Roddy's, just south of Codrington. Aye, it may not be a rowdy Nassau tavern full of brawling sailors, but it's a lovely little shack right on the beach with a view that could melt the heart of even the fiercest buccaneer. And this time of year, the frigate bird sanctuary be nearby, and the sands, they blush a gentle, rosy pink. The grilled lobster, fresh from Barbuda's pristine waters, is worth the voyage alone, served with buttery garlic sauce, rice and peas, and local vegetables. I can taste it already. And as for you, the thunder beneath my sheets, I've heard tales of Roddy's Rum Punch, which is their house signature, made with local Antiguan rum, tropical juices, and just a whisper of nutmeg or bitters. Strong and sweet, with a kick like a cannon blast, just the way you like it.
Aye. Now ye be speaking my language, Bella. Uncle Roddy's be the kind of place where time slows, the sea sparkles like diamonds, and a lady can dance barefoot under the stars with her pirate at her side. But as for sailing the Queen Anne's Revenge into Codrington Lagoon, ha, no way we be risking that, dear, unless we fancy scraping barnacles off her belly. We'll drop anchor in the deeper blue near Low Bay and send in the longboats, safe and sound. But first, let's chart a course to master the budget. Remember, mates, a budget isn't about limiting yourself. It's about making the things that excite you possible. As Dave Ramsey wisely says, you must gain control over your money, or the lack of it will forever control you. The basics of budgeting. A budget be a plan for how ye spend your loot. It helps you keep track of your earnings and spending, ensuring you don't end up marooned with empty pockets and not a coin for a pint. Here be the steps to create and stick to a proper budget. Know your income. Tally up all the gold ye bring in each moon, wages, side gigs, and any other booty from your adventures. List your expenses. Write down where all your gold be going. That includes fixed costs like rent, ship repairs, and taxes, and variable costs like grub, grog, and fancy tricorn hats. Set your goals. Decide what you want to achieve. Maybe ye be saving for a new ship, paying off debts owed to less than friendly captains, or building a lifeboat of savings for stormy days. Create your budget. Allocate your gold to different categories based on your income and spending. Be sure to include a cut for saving and unexpected trouble. Track your spending. Keep an eye on where your gold be wandering. Adjust your sails as needed to stay on course. 3 simple budgeting methods. And now, here be 3 tried and true strategies to keep your coffers under control. The 50-30-20 rule. Divide your income into 3 parts. 50% for needs, like shelter and provisions. 30% for wants, like entertainment, finery, and shore leave. And 20% for savings and debt repayment. This be a simple and effective method for most sailors. Zero-based budgeting. Give every coin a purpose. By month's end, your income minus your expenses should equal 0. Not a coin left floating about without orders. Every doubloon be accounted for. The envelope system. Place your budgeted amounts into physical or digital envelopes. Once the envelopes empty, ye stop spending. It's a fine method to keep your hands out of the rum barrel when funds run low. John C. Maxwell once said, a budget is telling your money where to go instead of wondering where it went. And William Feather chimed in with, a budget tells us what we can't afford, but it doesn't keep us from buying it. Tips for sticking to your budget. 1. Be realistic. Set realistic goals and limits for yourself. If ye set your sights too high, ye might get discouraged and abandon ship. Start small and steady, like sailing out of harbor before facing the open sea. Even the greatest treasure was gathered one coin at a time. 2. Monitor regularly. Check your budget often to make sure ye stay on course. Adjust as needed to handle unexpected expenses or changes in income. A captain don't just set the wheel and take a nap. He checks the stars, the wind, and the crew. Same goes for your gold. 3. Cut unnecessary spending. Look for ways to trim the fat. Maybe you can cook more meals on the ship instead of eating out, or find cheaper ways to entertain yourself. Trade rum for water now and then, and you might have coin enough for cannonballs when the fight comes. Okay, let's hear Benjamin Franklin weigh in. This one be applicable here. Beware of little expenses. A small leak will sink a great ship. Blackbeard meself can attest to that bit of wisdom. Once lost a month's plunder to a leaky barrel of brandy we didn't notice in time. 4. Build an emergency fund. Set aside some gold for emergencies. This be your lifeboat when the seas get rough and unexpected expenses arise. When the storm hits, it's not the biggest ship that survives, but the one with spare sails, extra rope, and a bit of coin for repairs. 5. Reward. Yourself. Set small rewards for sticking to your budget. Treat yourself to a bit of luxury now and then to keep yourself motivated. Even a hardened pirate enjoys a soft hammock and a tankard of sweet rum after a job well done. Don't forget to live a little, but only after your duties be met. R. One more quote. Warren Buffett be saying, do not save what is left after spending, but spend what is left after saving. Now let's talk about using technology. Ye can use modern tools to help manage your budget. There be plenty of apps and software that can track your spending, set reminders, and help ye stay on course. Find one that suits your needs and make it part of your routine. In conclusion, budgeting be a vital skill for any sailor looking to keep their treasure chest full and their ship sailing smooth. By knowing your income, tracking your expenses, and sticking to a plan, ye can achieve your financial goals and avoid the perils of debt and overspending. So, hoist the Jolly Roger and take control of your finances, mateys. Aye, may your coffers be ever full and your voyages ever prosperous. Keep these wise words in mind as you navigate the seas of financial planning, and may they guide ye to prosperous shores.
Now, let's be honest, love. Some of us have a wee bit of trouble sticking to a budget, especially when we come across velvet dresses trimmed in gold thread or a bottle of that jewel-toned perfume that smells like temptation and trouble. I mean, what's a pirate queen to do? And between us, I may or may not have picked up a new string bikini for those private beach getaways you keep promising me. I plan to wear it when we're anchored off some forgotten cove where the only sound be the waves. And perhaps the captain losing his train of thought entirely. But here's the thing, me lovelies. If ye want to join us on these tropical escapes and dance barefoot beneath the stars, ye best start taking control of your treasure. And we've made it easier than a one-legged sailor dancing a jig. Download the free Blackbeard app, start learning how the world really works, and share it with your mates. With the referral system, you can start earning coin just by spreading the word. It's a fine way to build your own stash of gold, one doubloon at a time. And who knows, it might just buy you a hammock next to mine on a beach in Barbuda. So hoist the sails, set your sights on freedom, and we'll see you in paradise. Just don't spend all your rum money on fancy cologne and glittery nonsense unless it's absolutely irresistible, like me.